Leave no mark. So much we walk through life and we leave our mark. We leave our mark upon the soil, we leave our mark upon the landscape, and we leave our mark upon people. We're always leaving our mark. That's what they say dogs do when they leave a little dropping of urine on various places. They're leaving their mark. They're marking their place. Well, we are not as simple as dogs. We have to leave big marks, like make statues of ourselves, or have statues of ourselves made, or to have buildings commemorated to us, or streets. Everywhere you go, you see street signs with the names of people on them. And the street sign is just not Jones Avenue, it's Howard Jones Avenue. Howard Hughes Avenue, not just Hughes Avenue. Dwight D. Eisenhower Street, that's a mouthful for you. These are monuments, these are tributes that we pay to these people. Would it be better if we paid to these people the tribute of saying, I respect you, I honor you, thank you for coming this way, and just read about them in the history books or hear about them on television, rather than making these great big monuments to them? No, there's nothing wrong with monuments. I personally would rather see a monument like David or one of the other great monuments that are made, not to a man, but to a symbol of fine art. Another aspect of leaving no mark is we go through the primitive areas, the desert areas, we go through the foothills where people don't go. People don't go back in that area because it's dry and it's uninviting. The only people who go there are two kinds of people. One kind of person is the person who goes there for meditation and just to be themselves. And the other type of person that goes there is the one who's on his dirt bike or his go-kart. And he's got to ride through that area and zoom up the hills and down the hills and tear over abutments and so forth, completely changing the landscape, leaving his monument there. Trails were made by ancient pioneers as they came into the United States and they came across the country. And today, you can go across the Imperial Valley Desert down here, and you can see where the trail was that the original driving cars drove over the desert. Someone put down railroad ties or planks. It's called the plank road. They put down planks so the cars could drive over these planks through the desert, up the sand dunes and down the sand dunes. In Milwaukee, in Wauwatosa, there's a road called the Watertown Plank Road because it was first created out of planks, because it's a very muddy area in the winter and in the summer, in the spring and fall. Summer is usually pleasant, but they put down planks so people could drive on them. In Europe, they made the roads out of these stone. They would cut stones into squares like this here, and they'd make the road. The Romans started doing that first, and they made these roads, and they made these marks. The road, the Roman road, what is it called?
Via Appia.
Via Appia. Yeah. It goes all the way from Rome to through England. They had to take a boat to go across there. The tunnel hadn't been finished by that time. So they had to take a boat across and build the road over there. Now, aerial photographs have been taken of places in Iraq, Iran, and other places in that area. And you can see where the roads of early pioneers had been. You can see where lakes had been. You can see where forest trees had been because the infrared that they take the photograph with from a great altitude just picks it out just as though it's standing right out, jumping right out at you. And the marking that we make on the soil, the marking that we make on the land, is okay when there are cities there, when you need to have it. But to make marks on the land where it's not needed, this is something else again. This is something we want to train ourselves to keep the world a little more pure, keep the world a little more natural, keep the world a little more as it is. There are rules now being put out by the San Diego Environmental Association, by the county supervisors, that say if you live in certain districts, you are unable to cut your plants in your area except around the immediate surroundings of the house, or if it was for fire protection, or if you had previously had it cut for farming. Otherwise, you cannot cut down the bushes. You cannot cut down the trees in that area without permission. Your own land, and you can't do that. Because they feel that the environmentally missing links are falling away, and the birds are going, and the plants are going, and because they're going, we're losing something. At least that's what they're saying. Now, it would seem to me that they would have some enactment or enforcement of laws more on keeping motor vehicles off of the primitive lands, so people could go out and hike along those primitive lands and enjoy them, instead of having them torn up by vehicles. And they do have a lot of that. But it would seem also to me that people who cared about their country, cared about the land, cared about nature, would not want to take a motorcycle in there, would not want to take a car in there, would not want to do these things. And we have the redwood trees, and people have cut a big hole in through the redwood tree so you can drive through it. That was back as early as 1927 they did them. Now, why they do things like this, why they find that harmonious and so forth, it's interesting. But you and I, we can look at ourselves from a different point of view. We can see that what we want to do, we want to have everything as beautiful and natural as possible, and yet we want to use it. I plan to get out there with that weedy Dr. Weedy thing and chop around to make the roads a little wider so that the brush is down next to the roads, and fix up a lot of little things, and who knows what I'll do. And maybe after I do it for an hour, I will decide not to do it. It may be far more laborious than it appears, but it is something that needs to be done. And so we take care of our property. We keep it up nice. But we do not go around driving through every area and making tracks everywhere. We keep things beautiful and nice, and which we are doing. And I'm very proud of you for doing it. So, leave no mark. When you pass through areas that are not going to be changed, not going to be developed, leave no mark. Don't take a shortcut through some place and then leave a mark and nobody else follows after your path. If you're making a path, that's beautiful. But otherwise, leave no mark. Because it's your heritage, and it's your love, and it's your life. And that's all that's important. So, as you go through life, I suggest leave no mark.